Scott Voorhees.
Welcome on to the program. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley joins us here on News Radio 1110 KFAB. Good morning, Senator.
Thanks once again for the privilege of talking to people in Nebraska and Iowa. I appreciate it.
When can we hear Secretary Clinton talk with some investigator looking into these emails? Thus far, they say, well, no, we don't like what this group is doing, and everything's fine. Colin Powell did the same thing. And what's your read on what's going on here and whether or not Americans are even engaged in this issue? Is it serious or not?
Of course it's serious. What was reported yesterday relates to a law being broken that isn't talked about very much because it's not necessarily the private server sort of thing. It's what we call the federal records law. So things that are done in an official way, whether they're paper or email, are supposed to be filed with archives. And that's for the purpose of any citizen that under the Freedom of Information Act wants to get a hold of information that can be made public. And that's 99% of the federal government's business. Then they know where to go to get it. And since she destroyed a lot of her emails, some of that wasn't done, and that's a violation of law, maybe not considered quite as serious a violation as other possible violations of the law, not keeping secret classified information in a secure way. And so let me answer your question with that background, and that is that she said herself, because I think your question is, when will she be questioned?
Right. She's already being questioned. She's not talking to anyone. She's not answering the questions.
Well, but she's not being, I thought maybe you meant, when is she going to be interviewed by the FBI?
That's part of it, yeah.
That's what I was going to speak to.
Okay.
And that is that she said whenever they called her, she would go. So it's pretty much up to the FBI when they're going to do it. They probably have already laid the groundwork for asking her questions by talking to three or four of her top assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And they've, as far as I know, they've given their testimony, and now they'll go to her, presumably. And if they don't, then I would say that maybe it's not as serious a violation of law that most of us think it is. I think it's a very serious violation of law, and I don't base that on just knowing much about her and what she's done, but what's been reported, how that compares to General Petraeus pleading guilty and being fined $200,000 and being put 2 years on suspension, probation, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So then where you are there is, even if that's all she got, it seems to me it would show that she should not be president of the United States.
What about Donald Trump? Should he be president of the United States? As of this morning, they announced he has 1,238. One more than he needs to secure the Republican nomination. He's got that many delegates. He's now officially the Republican nominee for president.
Well, can I answer your question through the back door?
You can answer any way you want. I'll let you know if I don't think you answered it.
Okay. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Hillary Clinton is not the third term of an Obama administration. And that means that I'm going to work for the Republican nominee. Does that mean that I agree with everything he says? I don't even know that at this point because he hasn't been very clear on policy. But I can tell you one way he helped himself was when last week he gave a list of 11 possible people he would put on the Supreme Court. They're examples of the reason we're holding up the Garland nomination, because the Garland approval by the Senate would turn the court leftward into being a super legislature rather than just interpreting law for the next generation. If Hillary Clinton gets elected, she'll turn it the same way. I think from the list of 11, we see that that Trump is willing to have the court and wants to have the court be an interpreter of the law rather than making law.
Well, on that list of 11 names that Trump thinks would be fine candidates for the U.S. Supreme Court, you've got an Iowan in there, so I can see why you, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, would like it. What can you tell us about Judge Culleton of Des Moines?
He clerked for Chief Justice Rehnquist. He's got very good credentials from law school, an undergraduate, Harvard, etc. I recommended him to George W. Bush to be on the Eighth Circuit, and he would be one that I would suggest that a Republican president put on the Supreme Court, even if he hadn't shown up on this list.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley with us here on News Radio 1110 KFAB for a few more minutes. Let's stay with the courts. Now, look, Senator, I think that you join me in saying you don't want anyone harassed or bothered or anything like that when they're in a bathroom. Just go in there, do your business, and get out, and don't bother anybody. And if that could possibly happen, I think that'd be great. The problem with this this executive order now by the Obama administration telling every single public school across the country, you've got to let anyone use any bathroom or locker room facility that they want with no need of a doctor's note. You need a doctor's note if you're homesick for 3 days from school. You don't need a doctor's note to, as a male, walk into the girls' locker room after swim class, which I find very, very strange. And even stranger, this was decided by essentially one man with a pen and a phone, and you guys in Congress have not had a chance to take this up. 11 states are now suing the United States government over this decision by the Obama administration to make sure people can use whatever bathroom they want. Iowa's not on that list. Nebraska's not on that list. What are your thoughts on this whole transgender bathroom nonsense? Does Iowa need to join Texas and the rest of these states in this lawsuit?
Well, I can answer your question another way, because I signed a document that expresses what my view is. It doesn't say whether Iowa ought to join the lawsuit, because I guess I got to leave that to the governor of Iowa. But I signed a letter that Senator Alexander, who's chairman of the committee that has jurisdiction over this subject matter, and I at my signing of it, at least 12 had signed, and it said something along the line that Congress should not be the national school board, that things of this nature should be left to the individual states and to the local school district, at least from the standpoint of education and parents wanting to make sure that their young kids are safe in the bathroom. And I suppose I could add to that, since it's in the court by these states, or the federal courts taking it to court, as they did against North Carolina. Right now, it's more of a court issue than it is a legislative issue. But I don't think that I want, if there's a chance that people would say Congress should force by law federal, state, and local communities to do this, then I would not want that to be a national school policy, and consequently then I take the same position if you were going to do something saying what the states could do or not do.
And you believe that just not even your entire lifetime, Senator, but the time that you've been in the United States Senate, can you believe that we're discussing this issue and that a government official said, yeah, anyone can use any locker room they want, no big deal? Can you believe it's gotten to that point in this country? We don't even know where we're going to use the bathroom anymore?
Let me say this. If I were at a country club or a school gymnasium and I was showering in the men's shower, I would not want to be in that same room with somebody that was not a male.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way. But what should happen now if someone decides to come in there and take a shower with you in the after you work out in the Senate's fitness facility?
Listen, all I can give you is my personal opinion. If I knew that was going to happen, I wouldn't be in that environment.
All right, I'll let you off the hook on that one, Senator. It just suffice it to say that I think at the beginning of your senatorial career, that if anyone would have told you that in the year 2016 we'd be confused as a nation as to what bathroom we were going to use, and it would be a big national debate, I think maybe you maybe wouldn't have run for a second term.
I just kind of feel uncomfortable with an environment where I could personally be, where that could happen.
Well, and no one seems to care about your comfort level there. It's always about someone else's. Tolerance is now a one-way street in this nation. Let's talk about, for just a moment here, the president. He is the first United States sitting president to visit Hiroshima since the bomb was dropped there at the end of World War II. Your thoughts of the president's visit and also the timing of this visit as the rest of the country is honoring Memorial Day.
I am not upset with the president visiting it. I would be upset if I heard the president apologize for Truman doing that. And if somebody asked me why I wouldn't want the president to apologize, is because there would have been a lot more Japanese killed if we had been invaded, and there would be a lot more Americans killed because we invaded. And I think there was more life on Earth after Hiroshima than there would have been if the war had gone on the mainland of China, I mean on the mainland of Japan, mm-hmm. for, let's say, another year.
I appreciate your perspective. I guess we're not sure what the president's going to say in Japan about the bomb being dropped. And let's not forget Nagasaki as well. Well, we'll just have to wait and see, and then we can respond at that time. Senator Chuck Grassley, I know we'll have you back on the program to respond to this and other issues in the future, and I appreciate all your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Scott Voorhees, mornings 9 to 11 on News Radio 1110 KFAB.